Richard Kerr, good to have you back in the studios of Highland as we once again talk bikes. And you're on a bit of a break at the moment before the next round of the British Super Sport, which is taking place in Knockhill. We've had you in, of course, at the start of the season. What's the first four rounds been like for you, and how have you found the step up to the bigger bike?
Overall, it's been pretty well. You know, I've gotten up to... I'm where I expected to be, but it's been just very tough, you know, being a lot bigger bike and much more experienced riders. But, you know, had some getting better and improving, and just where I wanted to be, so happy enough so far.
You were Moto 3 last year in the British Championship, a super sport. For people that sort of don't understand the bikes, how big a change has it been to step up?
Well, last year in the Moto 3, I was racing up against the guys my age, really from 16 up to about 25, roughly, and on a 250cc. And this year, I've jumped up to the 600cc class with much more experienced riders. And most, you know, I think I am the youngest rider in the class, and most guys would be ranging from 20 to 30. So it's just a lot more experience with them boys, but. Then the bike gets just a lot more power, you know, it's like over double the cc's, and it's much heavier and more physical to ride, but it's just, you know, it'll just take time to get up to speed as the quick boys.
Yeah, so this is very much then a sort of a learning year for you to bed yourself in and see where it goes from.
Yeah, like, we don't expect to be winning, and definitely not this year, you know. And, you know, like Jack Kennedy leading the championship, he's also Irish as well, but he's you know, he raced in World Championship for a couple of seasons, and he's done a few wild cards in World Championship this year, and he's got top 10s, no bother, and he's running really strong there. And, you know, there's a couple of Ben Curry, Australian rider, and many others, some like James Rospigliano, he's an American rider, he's running well up there. And there's a lot of really quick guys in that class, but no, it's like... it's definitely the right place to get experience.
Yeah. Just back to the bike, I suppose the bike, as you mentioned, is a lot heavier, and obviously it has a bigger top speed as well. So how has that all changed in your, I suppose, approach to the circuits that you already know, because you've been there before in Moto 3? How does that all differ now this year compared to last?
Well, last year I've been at all the tracks, and It was a bit easier because I knew my lines and I could get up to speed straight away. But now, knowing the tracks, it nearly makes it harder, because all my braking markers and race lines from last year, they're all may as well be scrapped, and they're no good anymore. You have to relearn the track again, because the bike's got so much more power, and you have to get it on, stand the bike up so it doesn't spin up on the corners, and you don't, you have to take the right lines to go as quick as you can. So it's just been all the time learning, and the guys I'm up against know the tracks, and from the first practice they're up to speed, and it takes me a lot longer, but that's just, you'd expect that, you know. It's not, we're only talking like 2 or 3 seconds a lap, which, you know, a 2 minute lap's nothing, but it's a lot at the end of the race.
What's been your best performance to date in the four rounds?
The final race, it's Snetterton. I got 13th out of about 30 plus in the race, so that was my best result so far. And every race weekend I've always gained more positions, you know, and finished higher up in the points. But, you know, if I keep going the way I am, I should be, hopefully the next round at Knockhill I'll be in the top 10. But it's so close, you know, 1 second a lap would put you maybe 15th to 5th at some of the tracks, and Knockhill's a really short lap, it's less than a minute long, so it's just going to be tenths of a second you're looking for, and that's the difference in being quick and people looking at you thinking you're not so quick, even though it's only a second a lap slower.
So obviously when you're in the pit lane and when you're on the grid, it's a totally different experience to what it was, what you were doing last year.
You know, in my first race I was pulled up on the pit lane, and I was really, it was weird because it's these guys are they've got thousands and maybe 20,000s of followers, and they're really popular, and they're racing as their job, and I'm just coming there, and coming from, we're obviously paying our own bills of tires and running the bike, but you're still on the track with them, and you're sometimes nearly as quick as them, and hopefully come the end of the year will be as quick as them. But it's just you just get used to it, and you don't think of them as you know, anyone that they're famous, even though you know they are, but you just, all that's on your head is trying to beat them.
New association in 2018, Campbell Motorsport, that's the bike you're on this year. The relationship's strong, and they're quite happy with how you're performing for a first-timer in Supersport.
Yeah, the team have been really, you know, they've done a great job. You know, they had built this bike, and I was the first to ride it from brand new. And, you know, the bike, they let me go test in Spain. We'd done 2 4-day tests out in Spain, and straight away they were well, like, you know, they were happy with how I went, and they didn't expect me. Well, neither did I didn't expect to do as good as I did, but it's just, you know, out in testing in Spain, I was, you know, my lap times were quite good and really close to the front boys, but just come when you're racing at a, you know, a British Championship round, you've got a lot less track time, and I'm just lacking that time in the bike to get up to speed. But they understand that, you know, they're not pushing me too much. You know, they obviously wanted me to do good, and they're willing to do anything they can to help me. But it's just, you have to accept that them guys are quick, and sometimes I could forget that some of them have raced World Championship, and they've got, you know, some of the guys have maybe 10 years of experience on a 600. So you just have to remember that and don't get, you know, your head stuck somewhere else.
Yeah, which is a hard thing to do when you're a young rider and a young man, and you want to strive and do your best. But you went into the year with a big bonus. You were named the young under-21 rider of the year in Ireland. So you were.
Yeah, got that award at the start of the year, and that was it's nice to get that too. You know, when people recognise what you've done, and it means a lot. You know, a lot of people knows about it, but means a lot to me, and, you know, to Dad especially, you know, it's nice to get an award like that.
But now finally, Richard, just looking ahead, before the end of the year, what's a target going to be on this 600 plus cc bike?
At the minute, it's just, first of all, you know, you don't want to expect to be, you know, running for podiums, because you'll be disappointed then when it doesn't happen, so you need to be realistic about it. But at the minute, you know, my best result's 13th, so definitely top 10. But hopefully, you know, as the year goes on, obviously the main thing is to keep improving and maybe get a top 5. And I never know, maybe with a bit of luck, and if the weather's wet, you know, I'm normally stronger in the wet, and that's when I got my first podium in England. But, you know, a podium would be a really, really good achievement. But at the minute, you know, it's just they look for a top 10, and a top 5 would also be a really good result.
Richard, all we can do is wish you the very best of luck with the rest of the season, and hope you get your just rewards for all the hard efforts you're putting on.
All right, thanks, Austin.